On Tuesday, we talked about intentional kindness and allyship. We talked about what it actually means to show up on purpose with genuine love and truth and for the people who need you in their corner. We talked about the threshold moment, that instant just on the other side of discomfort where courage becomes action. And we asked a question that I hope has been sitting with you all week. What if it could also be fun? Welcome to More Human, More Kind, the podcast for parents of LGBTQ+ kids and anyone trying to stay human in a world that keeps hardening. I'm Heather Hester, and here we talk about fear, belonging, boundaries, courage, love, and what it means to protect what matters without losing yourself in the process. Your child doesn't just need a parent who's informed. They need a parent who is grounded and strong. Let's take a breath and let's begin. Today is the last Friday of July, the last butterfly effect before we head into August. And I just want to close out this month the same way we have lived it together, with something small and true and worth carrying forward. This summer, we have talked about a lot of things. We had Pride Month and what it actually looked like this year. We talked about kids coming home and the quiet evidence of what intentional family culture builds. We talked about giving yourself permission to rest, about travel and the alertness that lives alongside that joy, the comparison trap and what lies underneath it. And now this, courage, kindness, the threshold. What I notice across all of this is one quiet thread. Every single topic so far this summer has been about showing up for your kid, for yourself, for the community that needs you, and doing it with more intention, more joy, and more grace than fear. That is not a small thing. Before we get into your Friday tools, I want to ask you something. What has the summer taught you? Not what did you accomplish, but what shifted for you? What settled? And what feels different for you now than it did in June? And sit with that for a moment because it matters. So this is your Friday reset, one small shift that can create a meaningful ripple. Your word this week is threshold. A threshold is a beginning, the place between what was and what is next. You stand at one every single time you choose courage over comfort. Every time you tell the truth when silence would be easier. Every time you show up for your kid in a way that costs you something. This week, notice your thresholds, the small ones and the significant ones. Notice when you are standing at one and notice what you do. Your tiny action this week is to name your threshold moment, the one you have already crossed this summer, however small. Write it down or say it out loud to someone you trust. I spoke up when it would have been easier not to. Or I told the truth about who my kid is, their heart. I stayed in a hard conversation instead of leaving it. I walked into a room as myself without apologizing for it. Whatever yours is, name it. Own it. That crossing matters. Your micro rebellion this week is to ask yourself about one thing in your allyship that has started to feel heavy and asking, what if this could also be fun? Again, not fun as in frivolous, but fun as in alive, as in grateful, as in I get to do this work with these people for this kid, and that is something worth celebrating. Let the question sit and see what shifts for you. If you need something to carry into August, here it is. The courage becomes an orientation. Keep crossing. Write it down on your 3x5 card and say it when the next threshold appears, because it will, and you will be ready. Thanks for coming and hanging out with me here today, for showing up every Tuesday and Friday, and for doing this work even when it is hard, especially when it is hard. Send the link for the Panic to Plan guide to somebody you know who could really use it. And until next time, keep becoming more human and more kind. Inviting someone into your home to paint is a big deal. You want people you can trust, people who show up on time, respect your space, and do the job right the first time. That's exactly what we do at Hester Painting and Decorating. With over 58 years of experience and a commitment to true craftsmanship, we treat your home like it's our own, creating masterpieces, one wall at a time. To schedule a consultation, go to go.hesterdecorating.com/MHMK. That's go.hesterdecorating.com/MHMK.